Mesopotamia, like Egypt, was one of the places where human beings first emerged from the New Stone Age to create early civilizations. Also like Egypt, Mesopotamian civilizations grew up in river valleys. The Tigris and Euphrates rivers form the eastern section of an area known as the Fertile Crescent. Ancient Mesopotamian history includes a variety of civilizations which took turns dominating the area. Old Babylonia, the small states, Palestine, Phoenicia, and Syria, the Assyrian Empire, Chaldea, and the Persian Empire. Between 4000 and 1700 BC, the Old Babylonians established themselves in the Fertile Crescent. Without much wood or stone for building, they had to make bricks out of mud. With these mud bricks, the early Babylonians developed a new kind of wall opening, the arch. Using the arch, builders constructed storehouses for farmers' grain. These storehouses became trading or bartering centers for goods produced by other people. In this way, the old Babylonians made the Mesopotamian area into a main marketplace for the Fertile Crescent. However, the Babylonian builders devoted their greatest time and energy to the construction of temple towers or ziggurats, where local gods were worshipped. Whole walled city-states, like Ur, grew up around these ziggurats and the surrounding farmlands. But the most lasting achievement of the Old Babylonians survived in written form. The earliest writing in the crescent, known as cuneiform, consisted of wedge-shaped symbols pressed into clay tablets. By 2000 BC, people in the crescent were governed by a system of laws known today as the Code of King Hammurabi. The code was carved on stone pillars, sometimes with a picture of the standing king receiving the laws from the seated sun god. The pillars were then placed in temples for all people to see. Other remains of old Babylonian civilization included artwork, which often combined usefulness with beauty. Sometimes battle equipment made of gold looked like works of art. Between 1700 and 700 BC, the western part of the Fertile Crescent came under the control of various small states, including Palestine, Phoenicia, and Syria. These states were largely made up of people who had migrated to the crescent from surrounding desert regions. The Hebrews, for example, were led out of Egyptian slavery to Palestine by their great lawgiver, Moses. The Hebrew people believe that Moses was given the Ten Commandments by a single, all-powerful God. Other religious teachers, like Isaiah and Jeremiah, gave the people of Palestine a set of moral values, ideas about right and wrong, and about good and bad. Over a long period of time, the words of these important teachers became part of the sacred book in the Jewish religion. Today, this book is called the Old Testament. Hebrew boys had to learn to recite the scriptures from memory. In their temples, the Hebrew people celebrated their past by offering sacrifices to their God. As with the old Babylonian civilization, large walled cities grew up around these temples. Under King Solomon, Jerusalem became the capital city of Palestine. To the north of Palestine, the Phoenicians, occupying a small rocky seashore, became sailors and colonizers. They also became known for making purple-colored cloth with a rare dye from shellfish caught in the sea. Their neighbors, the Syrians, carried these and other goods to all parts of the crescent. But again, as with the old Babylonians, probably the most lasting contribution and record of the Phoenicians survived in written form. the Phoenicians developed their own alphabet. The Greek and Latin languages modified this alphabet until it developed into its modern form. Between 700 and 600 BC, the warlike Assyrians conquered Mesopotamia, held Egypt for a short time, and established their capital city at Nineveh. One of the reasons why the Assyrian armies were so powerful was that their weapons were made of a newly discovered extremely strong metal, iron. Feared for their cruelty, they destroyed cities and killed or enslaved their captives. And like the peoples who came before them, the Assyrian rulers built fortress-like palaces. Often the gateways to these palaces were guarded by winged monsters carved in stone. Between 600 and 539 BC, King Nebuchadnezzar revived the power of the eastern part of the Fertile Crescent and established his capital city in Babylon. Babylon was one of the most beautiful cities in ancient times. It was surrounded by huge walls built with blue glazed bricks and decorated with pictures of mythical animals. The walls were so wide that two chariots could travel side by side across their tops. Processions entered the city through great bronze gates. Within the city were the Hanging Gardens, another of the seven wonders of the ancient world. The gardens were a series of terraces 23 meters high, covering an area of 120 square meters. Slaves took water from the Euphrates to irrigate the flowers and the trees. Today, little remains of Chaldean civilization, but the modern science of astronomy was given a start by the practice of astrology. Between 539 and 333 BC, the Persians established the most extensive empire in the ancient world. So vast was the empire that it was governed from two capitals, Susa and Persepolis. For better communications, the Persians constructed a network of roads and created a kind of pony express between Sardis and Susa. From all over the empire, conquered peoples traveled the royal roads to pay tribute to their Persian rulers. One group of conquered peoples paid their tribute in gold and silver coins. This gave the Persians the idea to stamp their own coins for use throughout the empire. Today, travelers to the Middle East can see remains of ancient Mesopotamian civilizations. Winged bulls still guard the entrances to palaces now in ruins. A carving of a lion attacking a bull adorns the palace stairway. Statues of lions have been found on tops of palace pillars, but unfortunately, few such remnants of crescent civilizations have survived the sandstorms and wars of the Middle East. Yet, ancient Mesopotamia is remembered for its many valuable contributions to human thought. A code of laws, a belief in one God and a set of moral values, a forerunner of the Western European alphabet, a basis for astronomy, and a system of coinage. Many of these achievements were adopted and improved upon by the classical civilizations, Greece and Rome.